And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Well, Elon Musk's recent call to cancel Netflix over transgender content aimed at children, it appears to have hit the streaming giant where it hurts. Their stock price dropped 2.4% after the SpaceX CEO told his ex-followers to cancel Netflix for the health of your kids. When your business model depends on parents trusting you with their children's entertainment, sexualizing kids tends to be bad for the bottom line. Speaking of institutional corruption aimed at children, the Department of Health and Human Services is reversing the Biden-era policy that allowed federal HIV/AIDS funds to be diverted for transgender procedures. Under Biden, states were using the Ryan White HIV/AIDS Drug Assistance Program, money meant to be a lifeline for Americans living with HIV, to pay for transgender surgeries, hormones, and puberty blockers. The FBI has officially severed ties with the Southern Poverty Law Center, the once respectable civil rights group turned partisan smear machine. Kash Patel did mince words when he talked about it. He said their so-called hate map has been used to defame mainstream Americans and even inspire violence. And their hate map was indeed used by a shooter who targeted the Family Research Council, and they labeled Turning Point USA as a hate group just weeks before Charlie Kirk's assassination. They put everyone from Focus on the Family to Moms for Liberty on the same list as neo-Nazis and the KKK. Meanwhile, Cracker Barrel has fired the California marketing agency behind their disastrous rebrand attempt. I thought that was more along the lines of the CEO. I guess somebody had to take the blame, and it looks like Profit, the consulting firm, is the one to do it. It's just corporate word salad to keep the blame off the CEO, but I do wonder if the board will ever deal with her. And speaking of elite institutions making terrible decisions, Harvard managed to distinguish itself twice recently. First, they hired a drag queen, and I am not going to tell you on a Christian radio program what this guy calls himself, but they hired him to teach classes on RuPaul at an Ivy League institution. And this man they've hired holds an actual PhD in performance studies and was the inaugural postdoctoral fellow for gender studies at UT Austin. This is Ivy League education in 2025, ladies and gentlemen. Then a Harvard Law visiting professor was arrested for firing a pellet gun outside of a synagogue as Yom Kippur services began. The man claimed he was, quote, hunting rats, but critics noted he had posted rainy day party time on social media on October 7, 2023, the day Hamas slaughtered over 1,200 Israelis. Harvard, well, they only placed him on administrative leave. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.